which is the big thing that creates all of life. We just create our little tiny worlds in this little tiny reality we call life on Earth. And we do it slowly because it's a three-dimensional reality. It's 3D. That means it's everything that we think, say, and speak and feel, the universe or life, reality, gives us that slowly instead of instantaneously. Imagine if you thought a negative, self-destructive, instantaneous thought, you'd be dead. Or you give yourself cancer immediately. Or if you think something negative about someone and it happened immediately. So it happens slowly. This is why we spoil the world relatively slowly. We ruin our lives relatively slowly. We ruin our health relatively slowly. Our relationships relatively slowly. And by the same token, we improve them relatively slowly. And there's nothing, you know, as much as we might want it to be instantaneous, quick fix, it's not like that. We can have relief from pain. We can even have miraculous relief from disease, suffering, misery. The dead can even be raised from the grave instantaneously. And all of that is allowed and possible by harnessing this power of grace, which is aligning with the force of life. Mythologically speaking, that requires us to go on the hero's journey, uncover and retrieve the riches within us, and return to the world to deliver that gift and share that gift with our tribe, with our village, with our people, with our culture, with humanity. That's what we're here to do. That's what a hero's journey is. So within this package now, that's enough kind of speaking. What we need now is practice. What I've given you is wisdom to fortify your mindset, so you understand actually what's going on. You understand the playing field. You understand the context. The world is going to hell very quickly. The Matrix, the military and industrial complex, is going to hell. The political system, no matter where the power center shifts to, if it shifts away from America and Israel to China and Russia, for example, it doesn't matter. It's not going to make any difference. There's still going to be pollution, there's still going to be industry, there's still going to be toxicity, there's still going to be people automated and working like robots to fulfill the ambition of controllers. These controllers belong to families that have been in the game for a long, long time, striking, struggling, fighting for control of this world, which is an illusory transforming wonderland with an underlying natural goodness that we can harmonize with and ride through the challenging times of change with grace, surrounded by grace, protected by grace. And that's what we need more than anything, is grace in our lives. How do you get grace? You get grace by dissolving all of the vibrational frequencies that you're carrying within you that keep you out of harmony with grace, that keep you subject to the laws of nature, the laws of physics, trapped in the matrix, where you are bound and by your fear of survival, and shackled, chained, glued, stuck in a system that is going to hell very, very quickly. Grace liberates you from all that. How do you do that within yourself? You forgive absolutely yourself. you forgive absolutely your ancestors, and you align with the almighty power that can actually facilitate that, can help that come to pass, because you want it. You're using your intention, your free will, for that purpose. You're choosing to do that, and you need all your heart, mind, strength, and soul to accomplish that. You need support. You need someone, at least one person, who actually understands what's going on and is able to communicate that eloquently to you and provide you with incredibly powerful resources to accomplish this journey, this quest, this task, this mission. You are Jason Bourne, remembering who you are and deciding to work against the very thing that you have chosen, volunteered for, in your madness. You've bought into this world. You said, yes, give me this. I want it. I want this world's version of success. I want this world's version of happiness. I want this world's version of me. The ego. So you are the only one that can dismantle that. Sun Pop is to help you dismantle the ego construct. Very, very, very important. If you do not dismantle, if you don't handle the ego construct, the ego will destroy you. It has a sabotaging component, as I explain in great detail in the handbook that goes with Sun Pop, the Sun Pop PDF file. It has a sabotaging element, it has a prostituting element, it has a wounded element, and it has a victim element. And it will ruin your life, guaranteed. That's what it does. It can't help it, bless. It's very powerful instrument, like a gyroscope that's spinning out of control and is bouncing off all the furniture. Out of control. Be careful. So dismantling, dissolving the ego construct is achieved by practicing Sun Pop. Every day, every day, every day, every day, without fail, without falling to sleep. For 21 days, while you're sitting up, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night. And then do it again for 21 days, without falling to sleep, consecutive days, one after the other, morning and night, morning and night, morning and night. Within 42 days, you will have completely and utterly dissolved your ego construct, the archetypal toxic pattern, replaced it with an archetypal healthy pattern, which is supposed to be there, and you will be on the hero's journey, living in grace, the transcendental grace, the almighty power that the heroes need in order to navigate the abyss, that the heroes need in order to defeat the undefeatable, to beat the unbeatable. And in our case, to forgive the unforgivable and to love the unlovable. That's what it's all about. It basically boils down to, can you love yourself deeply and completely and enough, sufficiently, to liberate yourself from your own ego? And the ego is made of fear, shame, and guilt, anger, lust, greed, and all the other good stuff. Its main component is attachment. So the ego, we are attached to our physical body. The ego is attached to this physical body, absolutely attached to his physical body as its identity. That's attachment. If you think you're this physical body, you believe that you are this physical body and are attached to this physical body, and you are definitely 100% flowing through your ego construct of a victim, prostitute, saboteur, and wounded child. Attachment leads to anger, leads to greed, leads to lust, leads to violence, leads to selfishness, and is riddled with fear. Riddled with fear. Your whole life is riddled with fear. And instantaneously, it caps, it reinforces a genetic vibrational pattern, a pattern in the genetics, a vibrational frequency, and a chemical coding sequence in the genetics. This is all science, which then is coded into your DNA automatically. It's in every one of your cells. It's in your sperm. And you give it to your children. And you inherited yours from your parents. And then you reinforce it by the way you think, speak, feel, and act every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Now, if you do 42 days on Sunpop plus this other stuff, what happens is you start vibrating from your soul essence, which changes everything. It's a transcendental power that has transcendental authority over your physical body, including your DNA, including your genetics, including the chemicals that make up the gene code, the alkaline, the four simple chemicals that make up the alkaline base chemicals of your genetics, which dictates the coding sequence in your DNA, which dictates the health and wellness of your physical body, which predisposes you to certain habits, patterns of thought, etc., etc. You change all that by going into yourself in deep relaxation and seeding mercy and forgiveness, love and gratitude, humility, reverence and respect deep within yourself, aligning, realigning with who you actually are in the epicenter of your being, soul consciousness, the tiniest point, infinitesimally tiny, containing the energy of everything, containing the energy of the no thing in the everything, or the everything in the no thing, containing the energy of life in all of its potential. You bring that with you in deep relaxation with an attitude of Ho'oponopono, reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude. You bring it into your world through your imagination, and you direct it towards your own ego construct, and you dissolve, you use the frequencies of that power of love and light and truth and peace. You use those frequencies, it happens automatically, to dissolve a false pattern called the ego. And as you dissolve it, the underlying spiritual identity, which is your real identity, flows through your psyche, from your subconscious, unconscious, into your conscious mind, through your imagination, and you use your imagination to visualize yourself for 21 days, and then 21 days again, you visualize yourself as the person, as the expression in the world you aspire to be in. If it's a healthy, vibrant, loving, caring, sharing, indestructible presence of goodness in this world, vitally healthy, vibrantly alive, joyously happy, so, so grateful, living in the grace of God Almighty, protected by the grace of God Almighty, doing great, great works in the world through the grace of God Almighty, affecting the lives, enriching the lives, improving the lives, blessing the lives of everyone and everything that you meet. If that's what you want to imagine, then that's what you imagine, and you do it for 21 days and then 21 days again. And that's the Sun Pot program. You combine that with Angel Qigong, which is also included in this package. You listen to all the audio files. You watch all the videos. You meticulously scrutinize the literature, the description that goes with everything. And you study, absolutely, and you practice Angel Qigong every day, while you're doing Sun Pop. You will become the ultimate you in 42 days. You will emerge from that experience. You'll look back 6 weeks and you will feel so solid and confident, and you will know who you are, and you will be ready to walk through this world in a state of grace, living life as the ultimate you. My name's Nick Good. Welcome to the real. Enjoy. Practice. I'm sending you my love and heartfelt blessings. That's the Chinese way of saying it. Blessings. You're on the team. Let's go.